Welcome, everyone. This is Tom Casale with your Patriots Campcast for Wednesday, August 9th. Well, it was a big day today in Foxborough. The Patriots had their last practice before their first preseason game at Atlanta Friday night. Everyone is looking forward to that. It was a spirited practice during the afternoon. A lot of players talking to each other, motivating each other. It kind of seemed like they were ready to go. I think they're sick of hitting each other. They want to hit opposing players, and they'll get their chance Friday night in Atlanta, so everyone's looking forward to that. Tom Brady didn't practice much during the afternoon practice. He was out there. He threw a couple of balls, but it was mostly Matt Castle's show. One has to wonder if Brady will play Friday, but even not, it'll be good to see Matt Castle out there getting some reps and see how much he's progressed since last season. The big thing, Patriots running a lot of 4-3 defense. It could be because they have injuries at linebacker, could be because they trying to emulate the Falcons' defense. They usually do this during training camp, but a point of interest is Barry Gardner was playing with the first-team defense at middle linebacker. Monty Beisel was actually the third team. Freddie Roach was with the second team. And I have to say, no player has come as far since the beginning of camp than Freddie Roach. We had him on the downswing earlier last week. We have him for Who's Hot today. Starting to play very well. It's one thing about young players. You don't want to get too down on them at the beginning of camp because they're learning the system. They're trying to fit in. And Roach has seemed to have done that, and he's moving up the depth chart. Bill Belichick had some praise for him today at his press conference. He's not that fast, but he could be one of those Patriot-type players that is smart, knows how to read plays. He's a good run stuffer, showed some nice coverage skills today by intercepting a pass. So Freddie Roach is a guy to keep your eye on this preseason, making a lot of progress in training camp so far. And Barry Gardner, right now, may be number one on the depth chart with Bruschi and Beisel. Both, you know, Bruschi out with a wrist injury, and Beisel may be still limited by his injury. So we'll have to see how that works itself out. Like I said, Castle got most of the reps in the afternoon practice. The thing about Castle is still stays in the pocket a little bit too long, but once he delivers the ball, he's really got a cannon. Usually hits his mark. Hit Kelvin Kite coming across the middle on just a blistering pass. You could hear the pads pop when the ball hit Kite's chest and Kite turned it upfield. That was a nice play. And right after that, Castle displayed some touch by lofting a ball to tight end Walter Rasby. So he showed you he has the strong arm and he has the touch. And that's the kind of potential that gets people excited around here. He does struggle a little bit when he's under pressure. That's the type of thing that comes with experience. You know, you have to remember he hasn't played a lot since high school, so expect him to see a lot of reps this preseason. As far as Bramlett and Mortensen, they really haven't been that impressive. Every time they're in, balls are getting tipped, they're getting picked off. These guys, I don't see them lasting long on the Patriots roster. Right tackle position, Brandon Gorin has been working with the starters, rotating with Ryan O'Callaghan. This is a bit of a switch because Wesley Britt started training camp with the first teamers at right tackle and has kind of been passed over by Gorin and O'Callaghan. We know what Gorin gives you. He's kind of that dependable veteran type of guy, but the team seems to really be intrigued with O'Callaghan. I think they feel they found a keeper in him. He's big, he's strong, he's quick. I don't know if he'll start the season with the first unit, but don't be surprised if Ryan Callaghan works his way into the starting lineup as the year goes on. A little bit of a disappointment. Ellis Hobbs continues to struggle out there. He's getting beat long, he's getting beat short, and he's starting to lose a little bit of his confidence, and that's key for a guy like that because he plays off confidence. He thrives off it, and you hate to see him hang his head. He's thrown his helmet a couple of times in the past week in frustration. I'm a big Ellis Hobbs fan. I thought he was really going to break out this year, so I'm hoping this is just a kind of a training camp thing and he works out of it. Asante Samuel on the other side is having a phenomenal camp. No one is beating him. That might come into question the quality of receivers, but still Samuel having a very solid camp. And finally, got an honor after practice to speak with the man responsible for the success of this organization. Robert Kraft was talking with us about the new commissioner, Roger Goodell, and how the process went. He said he's very happy, the league is very happy to have someone in place before the season started, and Kraft said he's very impressed with Goodell, his credentials, and he liked how he said he got an MBA from Pete Rozelle and Paul Tagliabue, and as Kraft said, that's a pretty good thing to have. Well, we're off to Atlanta. Have fun watching the first preseason game of the year, and we'll be back with you next week. Take care.